Blog Talk Radio.
Sole, how are you? Hello, everybody. I'm in a state. Really, I am. I'm just in a state. I am in South Africa, and I love what I'm doing. I'm teaching beautiful children, and I see it. I see it over and over and over again. Children who come from different schools now, that come from different places to join the choir where I'm teaching. And I see where those voices are going and what will be their outcome unless things change. You can't imagine how many letters from people I get from all over the world and how many people tell me about their experiences with their teachers and with their voices and their suffering and how they just can't get out what they want to get out. And I don't know, I suffer. Not only do I suffer, but I know that I need to do something about it. I've always known, and that's why I write books, and that's why I do master classes, and that's why I travel around the world, but I just can't understand why it is the way it is. I mean, I put out there that I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm taking things on myself physically and mentally and emotionally, and I'm putting myself on the line continuously. And then I get something like this. For most of my life, I have believed I couldn't sing, but have always longed to express myself in that way. I took a few singing lessons, but like how it is explained in The Voice, I recognized that there was something not right with this forced technique that I was being taught. Music is so precious to me that it needs to be perfectly honest. I've read through The Voice the past year, both embracing it and deeply connecting to the way in which it presents the spiritual nature of it. The idea of the book being called The Voice, A Spiritual Approach to Singing, Speaking, and Communicating. I need to explain this. I need to explain it over and over again. The book is a book on vocal technique, but I am of the belief, and I fight for this like I fight for everything else. Technique is tremendously, tremendously important. But if a person isn't there, meaning if his mind and his body and his soul are not there, you can't possibly focus on what you need to let go of in order to get to where you need to go technically, vocally, physically, mentally, emotionally. He writes here, I feel the way in which you need to let go and focus purely on the feeling and faith that what you say will be an honest expression of yourself. Always is when the mind is not distracted by unnecessary thoughts. Listen to this. I've currently left my job that I wasn't enjoying and didn't sit right in my soul. I started to travel with my copy of The Voice to search for some clarity. It has become apparent to me that whatever I may be, music is the thing I'm drawn to and the only thing I find solace in. I feel that it's time for me to stop searching and to pursue the one thing I truly have passion for. My reason for contacting you is to ask whether Miriam Arman is still providing individual lessons. I feel her approach is the one thing that has given me hope and inspiration in being able to express myself in the way that reflects my truth. Then I go and I read stuff that is being put out every day. Garbage, unbelievable nonsense that logically makes absolutely no sense, that people are putting out for other people who are in this guy's condition to understand stuff that's logically, physically, emotionally, spiritually makes no sense. And then I listen to the teachers singing who are teaching this. I listened to a guy a couple of days ago, and I just sat there, and my mouth just dropped open, and I could not believe what I am listening to. More than that, I couldn't believe that anybody would go to him if they heard what he sounds like. But I guess, I don't know what makes somebody do this. Maybe they think that if they get the right quote unquote information, they're going to be in the right place. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't understand this. I am beyond understanding. It's impossible for people to go to somebody, especially when they hear that person, and say, this is what I want to sound like. Okay, I can yet make an excuse for somebody who goes to a famous singer and say, okay, the guy made a big career, so he must know what he's doing. I'm going to go there. But to go to somebody who is totally and completely off pitch, in the wrong place, stretching like crazy on his throat, has no clue of what he is doing with his own voice. I don't understand it. Forgive me, but I don't understand it. And then, on the other hand, there are 16 years of my books out there, selling all over the world, schools that have adopted the books as their vocal pedagogy program, and nothing is coming out. Nothing is coming out. People are not listening. They are not giving this a chance on a wide scale, on an individual basis, yes, obviously. But on a wide scale, I'm talking about in universities where they are teaching vocal pedagogy, and they can't teach. And the teachers that come out are people who, I don't know who they are. If they're singers who just can't make it, or who just realize they can't do it, so they go into the next best thing, which keeps them with the voice, which is speaking. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that when a person is suffering with their voice, when a person needs to use their voice, like this guy, because he can't find himself in anything else, because the voice is so powerful and so strong inside yourself, that he's got to do it, and he goes to somebody, and like he says, you know, I'm being forced to do things that in my body, in my soul, I feel is impossible, can't possibly be right. And he goes to India, and he goes around with my book, and he reads and puts together the pieces which I put together, and realizes that this is the only way that his body and his mind and his emotions are coming together. Listen to me, please. I mean, I'm doing two masterclasses now, one in Italy, and that's going to be in Italian, and the other one in English. I've really cut down the prices almost in half of what I normally do, because I want people to be able to afford, and I want them to be able to come, and I want them to be able to hear it. And as I write in my episode information, come with eggs. I really don't care. Come with tomatoes. Come with whatever. Throw them at me if you feel that you threw out your money, that you didn't get what you came for. But do something. Make the effort. I don't know what you have to do to get to where I am, but I'm not in Israel right now, and so you can't give me the excuse that you can't travel to Israel. People who want to, they come, and people who can't, we've been working on Skype since the year 2000. I'll never forget. I was sitting in Florida. I was still living in Florida, and one of my students said to me, listen, there is such a thing called Skype, and I explained it to me, and I was barely computer literate at the time, and I said, yes, that's a way I can get to my students. That's the way I can do it. And I'm doing it with videos, and I'm doing it with radio, and I'm doing it with masterclasses. And I'm doing it every day of my life, everywhere I go. But I can't reach you if you don't come, and you don't say, and you don't stand up and you say to these people, no, that's just not the way it is. I just can't get my voice out that way. I'm forever hoarse. I'm always uncomfortable. I always feel like I'm pushing and like I'm screaming, and I can't. If you don't say anything and you don't stand up to that, then what is there for me to do? I see things every day. Yesterday was an incredible day. Okay, I was in my choir group, and I was teaching, and I introduced you to Krishna Dupree, who is the choir master, the maestro of this choir. And in a period of 2 hours, of intensely, you know, dedicated teaching, these children, I mean, we're talking about from the age of 9 to the age of 17, they didn't even want to go on break. They were sitting there and they were getting stuff that they never got before, that they had no clue existed. But let me tell you something. When I started with them yesterday, and that was after we had an introductory sort of session on Friday. So when I started with them yesterday, their eyeballs popped open. They got it. They got it so quick. They got it so fast that by the end of an hour and 45 minutes, they were doing it. And they were happy. And they can't wait for their next lesson tomorrow. And they changed in no time. Okay, these are kids. There are also kids in this group that come from other choirs that have had 2, 3, 4 years of other teaching. But all of a sudden, they realized, I said to one girl, I said, do you feel your throat? She's looking at me with these huge eyes, and she said, no. I said, well, how come? She said, well, I'm not using my throat. I said, okay. But how come you used your throat before? Well, I didn't know what else to do. Now, she's 12, I think. But this is truth. She didn't know what else to do because nobody else told her anything about what else to do. Nobody else educated her about what else to do. It's work. And you know who doesn't get it? I'll tell you who doesn't get it. I'll tell you exactly who doesn't get it. People whose egos are in their own voices. People who are not willing to just take on simplicity. People who are not willing to listen. People who are so hooked on to their own stuff that they can't hear what anybody else has to say. People who are not willing to listen to what anybody else has to say or can't open up their mind because they're so inside themselves. You gotta give up. If you really want to sing, you have to give up. You must just let go of all the other CRAP, and you must only listen to what I'm telling you. The biggest problem with everybody that I've ever taught in my whole entire life, and that's a long time, you know what it is? That I say green, and I mean green, and they take green and it becomes blue green, yellow green, forest green. It becomes their interpretation of green. There is no room for interpretation when you're talking about technique that is logical and works in a certain way. There is no room for you, otherwise don't come to me. There is no room for you to go and try to interpret what I am saying. I am simple. I am simple. And that means I am not intelligent enough to go after your intellect and try to understand what it is that I'm saying that you're interpreting in your way to turn everything around so you're going to get it in your own way. I say something, I know how to say it in 50 million different ways, but it always comes out to exactly the same thing. Follow it. It's the only thing that works. It's the only thing that's logical. It's the only thing that's not going to hurt you. It's the only thing that's going to bring you to where you need to go. It's the only thing there is because the body says so. And because the mind says so. Get out of the way. Get out of the way of your own instrument. Listen instead of do. Understand that you've already got it. It's already there. You already have the instrument. You already have the sound. You already have everything. Listen. I take people who in their minds know that they want to sing, know how to sing because in their mind they hear it and they feel it perfectly. But because of all the stuff that's around, became disengaged, became disattached, became attached to other things. And can't bring out what intrinsically they know they can. Then comes me and gives them exact, precise instructions that are laid out for a 5-year-old to understand. So don't tell me at the age of 40 or 50 or 20, you can't when a 5-year-old can. I told you, I'm simple. And everything I've done in my life is to simplify and make it piecemeal. That does not leave room for personalities that are looking to complicate things with complicated language, with complicated examples, with complicated physical exercises. No complexity. I want simplicity. But the simplicity is complex because you make it that way. Not because it is. It's you who are not allowing it. And those of you out there that are teaching and that are listening, I beg you, come and listen. And God forbid that you should teach stuff when you don't know what you're doing. One thing is to sing yourself, and the other thing is to be in tune with your listening and your hearing internally, where you put away, again, all of your own stuff and dedicate totally and completely only to the voice of your students. At any age, bring me somebody who is 60, bring me somebody who is 70, they'll wake up in the morning to 25. All they have to do is drop the old habit. Huge, gigantic conversation. Dropping the old habit, leaving go of all the stuff. I feel like I'm in a pressure cooker. I want to change the world. I have to change the world. I cannot take this stuff anymore that is being brought out there and that is destroying beautiful, gorgeous children, beautiful, gorgeous voices. Young people who are going to colleges to study music, to study voice, and walk away crying because they can never be what they want to be. Please come and listen. Please come and hear. Please come and work. Please come and let go of your own baggage once and for all and make it happen. I can't make you stop doing what you're doing. I can't make you do it. I can't sing for you. But what I can promise you, I can promise it to you, that if you do nothing else, except listen and do exactly what I tell you in the simplicity of the way I tell it to you, you will sing, the voice will grow, you will achieve what you're after. Come to the masterclass. Come to the masterclass. Invite me to go anywhere and I will. But please stop listening to all that stuff around. I gotta go. I feel better. I've got to say these things and I've got to make you understand. So I really hope that you do. We'll talk again soon. Take care of yourselves. I love you all. I really do. And I wish you only the best. Go to my website. Go get the videos. Go. There is a 4.5-hour masterclass. Do it. Take care. Bye. Godspeed and God bless.